Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will cover some farm service agency information, offer some wheat news and some cow-calf tips, along with reminding everyone of our continual series for landowners with small acreage. But first, for today's Did You Know? Buying a live Christmas tree supports local economies and is good for the environment. During the year when many activities are limited or prohibited due to the COVID-19 pandemic, shopping for a Christmas tree is not one of them. In fact, I can't think of a better holiday activity for families than to take the family trip in search of a special tree. The adventure and excitement of trying to find that perfect Christmas tree in the great outdoors will no doubt create memories that last a lifetime. The Kansas Christmas Tree Growers Association lists 34 tree farms in its membership across the state. In 2015, the Kansas Department of Agriculture estimated more than 11,000 live Christmas trees were harvested and sold in Kansas. The National Christmas Tree Association reports members in all 50 states, employing more than 100,000 people. Christmas trees, like other trees, are natural, renewable sources and typically takes between 6 to 8 years for a Christmas tree to reach the height of 6 foot. Harvested trees are replaced each year with newly planted seedlings that are then grown and maintained for the enjoyment of future customers. Aside from providing a family's thrill of finding just the right tree, Christmas trees offer other benefits. 1 acre of Christmas trees provide enough oxygen for 18 people every day. Just one tree absorbs 1 ton of carbon dioxide during its lifetime. At any given time, more than 350 million trees are growing in the United States. Used trees are recyclable, and Christmas trees are able to grow on the soil that is unfit for other crops. In my FSA news, the new CFAP 2 sign-up for crops and livestock will be ending December 11th. If you haven't filled out the application, be sure and call the FSA office at 620-241-1863 and get your numbers turned in. Also, the deadline to sign up for your acres report is December 15th. In my wheat news, wheat producers can assess the status of their wheat crop in a few different ways. One important way is looking at the top growth and counting the leaves and tillers. Our winter wheat needs at least 4 to 5 leaves and 1 or 2 tillers prior to winter dormancy for maximum cold tolerance. Wheat that has fewer tillers and leaves will be more susceptible to winter kill. Time will only tell what the outcome of our Kansas winter wheat crop will be for the next harvest season. In my cow-calf news, adjusting feed for the upcoming cold weather is important. How much hay or supplement a cow needs depends on the weather conditions, the cow's age and body condition, available pasture or crop residue, and the reproductive stage of the cow. Some herds do well through fall and winter on good native pasture with just the salt mineral supplement, especially if cows aren't nursing calves. But if snow covers the grass deeply or weather gets quite cold, they need extra hay. In cold and stormy weather, cattle need more energy to maintain their body heat. This can be supplied by forages, since fermentation breaks down the roughage in the ruminant that produces heat. If cattle aren't fed enough energy, they rob the body fat to keep warm and they lose weight. During extreme cold and windy weather, cows should be given all the hay that they can clean up or a protein supplement on dry pastures to encourage them to eat more. As long as the protein is adequate, cows can process sufficient roughage to provide energy and body heat. Access to good windbreaks during a severe storm is important to reduce the cow's stress and energy requirements as well. In my extension news, last night we held our 4th program of our 10-part Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture. The next series program will be December 17th at 7 o'clock, covering cattle. Our series runs every other Thursday, ending in March. K-State Research and Extension agents and specialists will cover most of the issues that small acre landowners deal with, including pasture improvements, growing small fruit, raising all kinds of different livestock and specialty projects, and so much more. Please visit our McPherson County website or social media posts for more information of upcoming or recordings of the past presentations. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe Friday and a happy and joyous holiday season.